Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pros and stolen the ball these days.
They asked that also. But San Diego literally wanted just to talk about the dumpster fire down here. They had a guest on just to talk about how bad Miami football is.
You're better than I am, and I'll give you all mine if you're doing those, because get back to anybody.
I thought we were talking baseball.
Because I knew what everybody wanted. It's pretty clear, and, you know, the take from the players and everything else. So, yeah, I didn't get back on my – I see phone calls from different places in the country, guys I like.
Be nice if we talked about how good this team was, right?
Well, listen, I'm
Be
not –
nice.
I told them, call the team. See, hey,
good luck.
Call the team and have them come on, and they can explain.
Here's Matt's number and all those guys.
They can explain
right?
it. So.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
All right. So I go on no matter what, and it's usually really bad, right? When they ask you to come on, it's some topic that they just want you in this business. You get a hot topic, you want to get good pieces that are maybe within it or around whatever the topic is. So obviously we're going to get a lot of calls right now for all the wrong reasons that aren't fun. So I try to get back. Nobody knew at this point in my life, but I do go on the same guys, like the stations I grew up listening to out in California, or some of the guys from some of the stations that do the games like I do that have their own shows. I do go on with those guys, but outside of that, I mean, I told Zach yesterday, I had a guy call during, like, my show.
Our show, right?
I go, hey, man, I don't know if you looked it up, but I've had the same hours for, like, 25 years, and I can't come on during the show.
I mean, you could Google that.
And then he goes, how about after?
Right.
And I go, I never got back.
10:15. 10:15 a.m. good? Yeah.
Never got back to him. But it's an interesting topic. There's a lot of different parts to it. With what Dominique Foxworth said, first of all, it's not like there's not a bunch of guys on this team that aren't glad to have jobs. I will say, and it's a great opportunity for them to show that they can play and stay in the league. He kind of left that out, which I understand. He was talking more on behalf of Rashad Jones, Xavier Howard, Bobby McCain.
The really good players on the team.
The handful of guys that are good, solid NFL players.
Okay.
Let's start there. But for a lot of guys, and I ended up after I heard this guy last, I went back, looked at the roster, which I look at every day anyway, like the Bible, you know. It's like you just kind of look and see the guys on there, and they added another guy that had been released to take Minka's place on the roster yesterday as well. And they almost all read the same way. Played last year in three games, released early or late in preseason. It's almost always the same thing. Has seven starts in two seasons. Played, and you look and you break it down, played mostly special teams.
Right.
Did get one start because of injury or something like that. So we got a lot of those kind of guys on the team right now. But those guys, they're not going, man, you know what? I could get hurt out here playing against these guys. They're pros. They've been doing this. This is what they stay in shape for, and it's a great opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, probably more than half this roster, it's a great opportunity. Now, there's a lot of different parts to it. I happen to try and not to be a fan, but I find myself as a fan and still half pissed off about what they've done. I know what it's all about. I understand it for people to go quit being a baby. It's great what we're doing. You know, we're loaded up with all this money and draft picks and all that stuff, but there are a lot of guys. And by the way, I don't know about the health of the team. Like, I don't
unsafe work environment.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, the doctors are still the same, the facilities are still the same. Everybody's got the same stuff as far as, you know, if you're injured, you don't play. And these guys, it's not like we got a bunch of guys that nobody picked in a little league draft. Little Johnny, because he can't catch the baseball.
A bunch of last picks, right?
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, you got a lot of guys who've been playing this game, been bounced around, that still want to play, and so they're making, you know, don't feel too badly for them because they know that if they play well, they could buy another year or two. Hey, we didn't realize you were this good. We're going to sign you to a two-year contract, and they can make more money. For the guys to stay around all year, if they play hard and the coaches think it's the best thing out there in the market, which we're getting into secondary waivers now because everybody that's got injured players is picking up
guys anyway,
guys that they remember and have on their next up on the waiver board. So, yeah, I mean, those guys are making good money. And according to how many years you've been in the league, not to break it all down, but a rookie free agent, guy that's in his first year, making probably $500,000. A guy that they pick up 7 or 8 year player to play defensive tackle. Minimum wage for that guy is over $1 million. I mean, so it's not like that there's a reason this is going on. So when he got going, now if he's talking on behalf of the guys that are, damn, I thought I was in this thing to win this year. I didn't expect this. And you're looking around going, we got no shot to win. Yeah, there's going to be some guys like that.
Sure,
that is.
Any of your good players, you named a bunch in the front, but come on, then, unsafe work environment, unethical. Like, there's a lot of things going on in that statement that he made that it just doesn't make a lot of sense because of the fact that we kind of know what's going on here and we see what's going on here, and are they really putting him in an unsafe environment?
No, that one.
That's what I just don't understand.
Yeah, he's wrong on that. But I will say this, man, you know, I never thought of us as the Lions or the Browns, and we're doing one of their moves,
right,
which this great franchise in
it's
history.
It's probably worse
franchise
than what they did to a point.
And for fans that have been around a long time, the older base of fans, not that the younger fans like it either, but this stinks. It stinks that you have to do this. I understand they're taking a chance. They obviously thought this out, like, all right, what are we going to be dealing with? And I'm sure the service department is busy. I'm sure there's a lot of fans out there going, I didn't pay for this. I didn't pay to watch us score 5 points and the opponent score 51 points on average per game. I didn't sign. I come to games for entertainment, and that's not entertainment. It's not. It's not entertainment. Nobody. I had a fan, so I'm walking out of the stadium, and I wait as long as I could.
Well, you have to at this point, right?
But there's always a few that know.
I'd like to stay a little bit later.
That's Joe Rose's car right over there. That Tahoe. That's his.
Look at you getting into the therapy business.
So I go, okay. You know, I got to walk. So I walk out. I wait. And, you know, I figure the Patriot fans would be celebrating pretty good so I could get out there. And sure enough, so next to my car is two guys. I could see right away. I mean, you could read the vibe.
They're
waiting. Hey, I just want to say hello, dude.
Right.
They're pissed.
They're waiting.
So the guy, you know, comes out and you know, he starts, you know, I didn't pay for this, and this is embarrassing. And he goes, so I spend my money to get this pissed off. I can do this at work Monday through Friday.
Stay home.
And I get it. I said, man, I understand. I said, because they go, did you expect this? I go, no.
Well, no one expected this, right?
Did you expect us to be like this and not even competitive? And I go,
No.
That's not what I was even led to believe. That it was going to be like this.
Well, that competitive word came out a couple times. That's why it was different for all of us to see what it is now. Just never should have said that.
Say, we'll do the best we can.
Right. We're going to try our darndest.
We're going to be the best. Like, so next time Coach Flores talks, like, certain words you can't use. Competitive.
Out. Take it out.
Yeah. We're going to try really hard. Okay.
Fine.
Everybody's going to try their hardest.
Yeah.
And they do try their hardest, which is really which bums out even more. They're trying their hardest, and you're losing by 13 touchdowns in the first two games. So anyway, but it's a hot topic around, and some people are applauding it, going, this is the only way to get better. This is the way to make sure you're going to get that number one quarterback, which they all think is Tua nationally. And bringing him in, he's going to be good for business. You're getting a guy that can do it. He's got a, you know, his work has been championship quality and everything, and then you got this pick and that pick, and then it leads into the other topic. Okay, it all sounds good, but do we trust all you guys to make the right picks and bring in the right free agents? Because we got a list here that we'd like to show you of disasters, and then you can say, well, wasn't exactly my pick, it was...
That's the worst comment.
Well, that's the one I just get tired of, man.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I was in the room, but it wasn't me.
You know what?
Me.
That song. Wasn't me.
Yeah, Shaggy. It wasn't me. Right?
Wasn't me. We should, because...
Oh, don't give me more songs.
It's been incredible that that we have people that just can't stand up and go, I whiffed on that. I got to do better. But, of course, I wouldn't look good if the owners...
No, of course not.
Owners listen. That,
imagine
that's
if that guy's still here.
Business.
We didn't get rid of that guy yet, right?
By the way, they had a nice article, too, about Vontae Davis, who still did one of the most bizarre things in the history of the National Football League, quit in the second quarter of a game.
Right. Halftime.
Right before half.
Right.
Went over to his coach and said, I'm not into it anymore, and he quit. It's just, it's incredible that the story. So they got an article, he telling the whole story, which I had to read because Vontae was a former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins, and he, too, got traded on HBO, on Hard Knocks. Everybody remembers Jeff Ireland, the jackass that he is. But this Vontae Davis story is just incredible. About his wife calling his wife in the locker room, going, I want to let you know I quit.
Quit what?
And I want to get out of here before the players get here, so I'm leaving. And she goes, you what? She's sitting there, she goes, you what? Goes, I quit. So she goes, I'll meet you at home.
I'll meet you.
So she left, and they were sitting at home. And he called his brother at halftime of the game. His brother came in to check his phone at halftime. And he was playing a 1 o'clock game, too. They're both playing. Washington was
probably
playing a 1.
By a couple minutes getting into the halftime.
And he said, he called him thinking something happened. Because you get a call from your brother during a game like, oh, God, he got injured.
Injured, someone's sick.
He goes, yeah. I quit. He goes, you what? Can you imagine reaction to everybody?
No.
Hell, his brother's going to play as long as he can.
Oh, yeah, he's still out there.
Vontae and his brother have some of the greatest gene pool ever given. I don't know if his mother, father related gene pool.
Hey, grandma.
But it was grandma. Maybe she gets mentioned. Maybe it was grandma. But it was unbelievable. We got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Would you trade him or not? One of the best players in the NFL getting ready to play tonight. We'll have more on that story when we come back. Stay with us.
Okay, so the rumor is true. Okay, we just traded you. Okay, we traded you to the Indianapolis Colts. All right? So, you okay?
No, I'm going to call my grandmother.
You going to call your grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay, this hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay, well, why don't we do a little business first, okay, before you call grandma, okay? There's a little bit of urgency because you got a storm coming. They probably want to get you on a plane here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay? Now, listen, you know, Vontae, you're kind of up and down, you know. We got to get it to where it's just a little small wave where the consistency level is more consistent. And before you become a great, which I think you have the ability to be, these waves got to be a lot smaller, okay? And that's probably why you're being traded. You know, I'm just being transparent with you. I want you to know why it hasn't worked for us here. I think the world of you as a person. And I appreciate you busting your ass here as a Miami Dolphin the last 3 years. I know you'll do well.
Thanks,
I know
man.
You'll do well, okay?
So who y'all trade me for?
Well, a couple picks. All right, pal.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey, listen, we've had some ups and downs, but everything's going to be positive, all right? I want you to have a great career.
Thanks.
All right? All right, man.
Appreciate
Take care,
you.
Bro. All right, man.
One of the many awkward moments in Miami Dolphin history.
That whole Hard Knocks was.
Jeff Ireland trying to explain, and never really good people skills to start with. Jeff Ireland, one of the most awkward human beings in the history of the NFL, talking to Vontae Davis and saying, hey, we just traded you.
Hasn't hit the papers yet.
Hadn't hit the papers.
No one knows yet, just me and you.
And that's when all that stuff came out that the coach was really bothered that he was taking so many bathroom breaks during practice.
Some of the weirdest stuff I've ever heard.
And before that, he and Sean Smith, remember that first and second round picks,
the new Pat and Sam,
who end up being really good players in the league, both of them. Sean was a big, strong corner, played a long time till his recent issues.
Yeah, had some off the field.
Yeah, but they're going to strip clubs. And even Brandon Marshall was getting upset that they're going to strip clubs. And I went, Brandon Marshall was upset? about those two going to strip clubs?
We had an interesting roster.
I mean,
interesting roster.
And then they, so that was the first issue, that they were going to strip clubs too much, those two. And the second part was that Vontae would go to the bathroom during practice, and it really bothered, I want to say Joe Philbin, but was it Joe Philbin?
Yeah, it was Philbin.
Whoever at the coach was, really had a problem is every time during practice. We're only out here 2 hours, and this guy goes to the bathroom every
day. Three times, yes. Been in the bathroom three times.
You know, anyway, they end up trading him because he was a good player. Vontae was a good player.
He was a good player. This is not a throwaway guy.
Physical corner, and went to the Colts and actually ended up getting one of the biggest offseason contracts, free agent contracts that there was. But, yeah, this story. So I read the whole thing yesterday. I started cracking up. I go, wow, this is right up there with a player from the Miami Dolphins many, many years ago saying – somebody took the car. What was that whole thing?
Was that Underwood?
No. He was whacked out too. Yeah. He was ahead of his time for
mental problems.
Was way ahead of his time.
We've had some good stories down here.
But we've had some characters. But yeah, he was late, so he didn't want to be late and face Shula. That's how intimidating Shula was.
God, so Shula he came was up, a monster.
Came up with this whopper of a story. And of course, right away, they had the police come in and go, no, it's all a lie.
He wasn't kidnapped, right?
He wasn't kidnapped? No, he got cut right away. That was it.
People were really scared of Don.
But Vontae Davis, man, God.
Well, it's the first time we ever heard that kind of a story about a guy literally walking into the...
Quit before the half.
Yeah, walking
so
into the
So he told his coach,
yeah.
He goes, I'm done. He goes, what do you mean you're done?
Like we have a minute 40 left in the first half.
He goes, I'm done.
Done.
So nobody said anything. They came out in second half and Vontae's starting. He goes, where's Vontae? He goes, he didn't come out. Is he injured? Last thing he said was, I'm done. And he did. He left. He was gone.
Made his phone calls and got
didn't
out of
even
there.
Shower. He didn't even shower. He just took off. He grabbed his stuff and took off.
I mean, you can't even make that up. That's you can't even make that kind of a story up. No one would believe you.
Man.
If you would have told me a guy on your team just walked out, minute 20 left in the first half, told his coaching staff, told his buddies there, I'm just done. I'm done. Oh, you're done for the half. You're not, your ankles.
You usually keep a guy, and if the guy's in bad shape or he's going through stuff and he's just lost, if he's not very good, you release him. Or the other one is, listen, we got to get you some help. Because now, unlike many, many years ago, you got counseling for everything. And you say, I'm going through this. We got that covered. If you had a drug problem back in the 80s, they just cut you. Go, you need... You're not playing well. Whatever the problem, you're out. So, anyway, we talked earlier about this Jalen Ramsey thing. First round, probably, I don't know. I think he's the best corner in football, but you could argue because we see so much of Stephon Gilmore. We got our own guy down here that's really good, Xavier Howard, who nobody's going to talk about because he was on a bad defense last year and is going to be on a really bad defense this year. But Jalen Ramsey's really good.
He's a top three cornerback
top
in the league,
three.
No matter what you put him in, what category.
So I was just thinking, and it's going down. And by the way, Thursday night football tonight, Titans and Jags are going to play each other, and they've said Jalen Ramsey's going to start. He's a first round and a high first. This is what high first round picks look like. He's fifth overall in his draft. He's only 24. He's going to get, if you were to go around the league and go, who's the best corner, there are going to be a lot of people voting Jalen Ramsey's the best. He shuts down the big guys. He wants to cover the best players. He's 24 years old. A first-round pick back is not enough. So,
right.
So I guess they've been offered a first-round pick, and obviously whoever's offering a first-round pick also wants to make sure they can sign him long-term. So he's going to make more than Xavier Howard.
Oh, he's going to make a lot of money.
X-Man's the highest pay. He's going to jump right over it, and then we're off and running. So I was just thinking, he wants out. He's made it clear now. Now he's doing interviews with people. Yeah, I want this to stay quiet, but I don't want to be here.
Well, he didn't leak it. That's what he kept saying. My camp didn't leak it.
Well, they all say that, and it's the other team's leak, and I don't think it's his agent. I don't think it's the team. I just think when you talk to everybody in the league to see if there's interest in Jalen Ramsey.
There is.
Yeah. So people are going, well, I'll give you a first. He's already in the prime. All we got to do is pay him a lot, but we know we got a corner that can cover, and we don't have to worry when he takes somebody. Now we can worry about everything else. But a first-round pick's not enough.
Where are you going to pick unless, I mean, you're never going to get a player. You can't replace that player with a top-10 pick right now.
There's a good chance no matter where you pick in the first round, there's a really, really good chance you're not getting somebody as good as him.
No, you're right. You're right.
So, and he's cocky and he's arrogant, but that's what you got to be. You got to be to play that position. You got to have a little something makeup in you. And he's got it. I mean, he gets off in the morning, and he is a cocky, confident, I know how good I am. I've known that since I was at Florida State.
Did you remember what his article was before last season, right? This guy's trash, this guy's garbage, this guy's okay.
Oh, yeah, he did his whole list.
Like, I mean, it's one thing to the week of the game talk about, you know, you're covering DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm going to cover him. I'm going to be on him all game long. If he's going to have a good game, he's got to beat me. One thing for that. One thing to come out before the season and literally rank all 32 quarterbacks, including your own, in an article for GQ magazine.
Yeah, and of course he did that, and he got it all stirred up. But I was just thinking, they're talking about all these teams going to offer a first-round pick. I'm like, a first-round pick's not going to do it. I lose that deal. And so – and this goes back to the whole thing with Dolphins and everybody else. So you were bad, and you had a bad year, and you're able to get one of the best players in football. And now he wants out because you didn't get him a new contract. So you trade him. You lose the deal. That's why the Jacksonville's of the world stay bad too. So I'm not getting any better than that. There's no guarantee. And in the case of Jalen Ramsey, it's a really good opportunity that you're not. There's a good chance you're not getting anything close to him. You're not.
So what do you take for him if he wants out?
It's got to be 2 ones.
2 ones. The Laremy Tunsil deal or close to it?
It's got to be. It's got to be 2 ones for somebody, you know, that's willing to pay the money that's got the money to pay. But it's just. I wouldn't trade him for a 1 and a 4, a 1 and a 5. You know, you're not – these teams, that's why certain teams look somewhat dysfunctional, even with that great defense. Jacksonville's got some really good defensive players. We talk about Calais, who's 33, 34 years old and worth every dime. And you got Jalen Ramsey of the world. But, like, why didn't you take care of this instead of get to this point now where you got to take draft picks? And there's a good chance if you go find a young corner, he ain't going to be the best in football.
He's not going to be Jalen Ramsey.
I don't know. I just I always think about these things, and okay, you give up something, you better make sure you're getting something as good or better and happy.
Well, they're also not rebuilding there, right?
They
picked up a quarterback because they thought the quarterback would be exactly what they need to take him over the edge. And now look. They're going to pick up a quarterback. Nick Foles, he's out for, you know, a long time, if not the majority of the season. And then, okay, you're getting rid of Jalen Ramsey. So you're going to go with a backup fifth-round quarterback, and you're going to go with another cornerback.
Trade him. They threw in the towel.
Of course.
They just said.
The season's over if they get rid of Jalen Ramsey.
Let's try this again next year and see if we, you know, can't work on some things and get back in it. And then, you know, this whole Eli Manning thing, which I just love that everybody wants to dump Eli. And I understand it is time for Daniel Jones to play. But wouldn't you rather have – I don't know, it's just me. You guys can disagree. Wouldn't you want Eli Manning around? He looks like the kind of guy – unless he's just a complete jerk that I don't know about.
But we haven't heard any of that.
Like, if Eli can stay around and help Daniel Jones and be supportive – and people are saying, let him go, get rid of him. I don't think he wants to be traded in the middle of the season. I can't see Eli wanting to get traded and go somewhere else.
Well, he hasn't come out and said it, so that's the difference. And there's been no leaks.
I don't know. I'd keep him around. Like, look, if he was disgruntled, like, I got to get out of here, then you make the move right away and you say thank you, right?
You cut him and you release him. He's been with your team for a long time. You do that. But he hasn't said that.
No.
He hasn't come out, and he's not even – I mean, listen, he might be disgruntled in the background and we don't know, but he hasn't come out to the media and said anything like that.
He's bummed out.
Of course he's bummed out. He's been the starting quarterback there for a decade, won 2 Super Bowls. They drafted a guy 6th overall, and now he's starting 2 games into the season. So, yeah, of course he's bummed out. Any quarterback's going to be bummed out for that reason.
He needs to look in the mirror a little bit.
Eli Manning of 8 years ago, 5 years ago. We know that.
Look in the mirror. They've carried in there. They're pretty good and everything else. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. And, boy, just looking at the Cowboys. Whew. besides being 2-0 and off to a great start, scoring 33 points a game.
That's scary.
And Dak, who's playing for a contract, the Dak attack has got 7 touchdown passes already. They're throwing. Everybody talks about the running game. They're throwing for 333 yards a game.
Another homecoming thing, even though it's not here in Miami.
3 first-round picks on that offensive line. Now, there's a team that doesn't neglect an offensive line right there.
Are you kidding me?
3 first-round picks and a second-round pick on that offensive line. We got to go to break.
And paying dudes.
Yeah, and paying. I don't know how the hell they pay everybody. Everybody gets an extension on that team. Anyway, that's the way they do it in Dallas. We're going to take a quick break. More stuff to get to. Stay with us.
Join 560 WQAM's own Hollywood, our own Hollywood, and Rashad Butler this Saturday night, 7:15, for the Canes postgame show live from Shucker's Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village. They're going to have all the big games on Saturdays and Sundays there. Shucker's, the best waterfront views in Miami. 7:15, Canes postgame show live with Rashad Butler and our own Hollywood. Go see Hollywood this week.
That's good, man. You can go out and see
Hollywood signs autographs.
See what he looks
pictures.
Like. He's got pictures made.
You can ask him questions during the breaks.
You can ask him about anything about here at the radio station.
Right, all the inside scoop.
Because basically he runs the radio station. Correct. I'm being serious. He does all the – he dead serious. He does all the stuff for the teams, and he should be assistant program director.
Well, thank you, Joe. The best is when I get questions about you guys, though. I get those a lot from people, especially you, Joe. People ask me about you.
I can imagine. You don't give them all the scoop.
What, my bathroom habits or like?
I've gotten everything about you. People want to know stuff about you for whatever reason.
That's kind of.
And it depends what kind of mood I'm in with you.
That's kind of.
Or a bad light.
There's no question.
Be a dark cloud over Shuckers, or it's gonna be sunny. We don't know.
I'm kind of hard on you guys having a life, huh? When I sit home all day and think about, it's kind of hard. Like, really, I know, Joe, you don't have a little one like we do, but do you mind? Like,
well, you have a little one at the house right now. Are
I
they
do.
Still there?
I got my granddaughter at the house, and it's
Grandpa
been,
Joe.
It's been fun. 11 months old, and by the way. Made my day. Somebody, my daughter-in-law's family, and I got to say this. I try to leave the family out of stuff because you people are vicious.
Vicious.
But my daughter-in-law's sister goes, wow, the baby looks the most like you, Joe, of anybody in the whole family.
Wow. That's kind of scary.
It was awesome.
I'm sure you were happy, though.
It was awesome. I go, yep, she's beautiful. That's all.
Look at you. You're like glowing.
She's good, but when they got that earache, I forgot about all that stuff.
Yeah,
earache.
I'm dealing with stuff in my
throat,
house, too, man.
When you get all that stuff and they're miserable and they're crying all night and you can hear it, but it's nice to know that mom and dad are in there taking care of it, knowing they're not getting any
and you're
sleep.
Good, yeah.
And I'm sleeping.
You don't have the
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A monitor in your room like we do?
No,
you don't have one of those things?
I don't miss the monitor.
No, I hate it.
Checking in the
middle
of the night.
Love my kid. Hate the monitor.
Checking in the
middle of the night. How do you make your kids sleep later than 3 a.m.? Is there a secret sauce I don't know about yet?
Yeah, it's
I'm waiting for Grandpa Joe to give me some answers.
No. Caffeine is a great neutralizer, though, for the nights where you don't, and you guys are sitting there having a debate, and I'm putting it nicely.
Yeah,
who's going to get up with the
debate.
Kid?
I wish it was a debate.
Who's going to get up and take care of all the stuff with the with the kid? So it gets a little crazy.
Is that when you kind of got hooked on coffee? Like, I don't know how long you've been hooked on it, but you drink more coffee than anyone I've ever seen
in my life.
I got to tell you, that little wife of mine's a coffee hoe.
I know. I don't like when you call her that.
She gets after the coffee,
weird.
But she can't
weird,
touch me.
Right?
But she's sleeping right now, and I'm 40 ounces in, so I've got her. I'm kicking her
you're
ass.
But ridiculous that you wake up like really early on your own. Like, you don't even need an alarm clock. I set like 8 alarm clocks to wake up for this show.
should actually have you at my house.
But wake up.
You're up at 3, right? You could shake Matthew back. I
found that it's an old person thing. It's an old person thing.
I'm an old person, I guess.
My dad, who's still alive, same deal. He's up early, and I can call him anytime.
Hey, he's drinking coffee like that?
Sitting there having coffee, just reading a paper and still reading the paper.
Of course he is.
And I go, wow. So, yeah, it's
Dave Hyde thanks him for that. Still reading the paper. Yeah,
but you do it on the weekends too, right? Like, you don't sleep in on Saturday and Sunday.
No.
You can't sleep late. He can't sleep in.
No.
Can't sleep in during the week, can't sleep in on the weekends. If somebody doesn't wake me on a Saturday, it's over.
There's going to be a lot of time later to sleep, full time. And I'm trying to hold it
off
as
long. Look at you. I like that.
As long as I...
You're just planning ahead. You're trying to get everything in you can here.
Yep, that's it. Living his life.
I know.
Grandpa Joe here.
Anyway, it is fun to have a grandchild. And I knew coming into this, having a grandchild, and they live in Arizona, so I don't get to see the baby all the time. But having the grandchild is... And I get it where they say when it's time and you've had enough, parents.
Hand them off back to the parents.
Right, they got to take care of it. And I saw that with the earache the other night. The baby was, and I could see the baby was miserable. I didn't know, and they had to go get a doctor in the middle of the night to give some stuff.
Not easy.
The baby was screaming. Right. And
got to have the right people on
speed. We're going to emergency. We're going to the thing. I go, all right, let me know how everything
goes. Us. Text me and let me know.
Let me know. Sorry to hear that. All right, feels better. Anyway, this is a sports show. I didn't mean to get into any of the family stuff here early this morning.
Well, someone said I'm 38 and I'm up early all the time also. People are now texting that in.
But I also go to bed. Like, people send me messages or children send me messages at 10:30 at night, and they know by now that I don't see it till the next morning when I come in.
Someone asked you to take naps.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm doing stuff,
right.
If I have an event at noon or something to go to, I obviously skip, but I know that I'm going to sleep like a baby.
But if it's open afternoon.
But if there's if I'm done and, I don't have anything to do and everything's kind of set up for the next day, there's nothing wrong with falling asleep to a little Narcos or falling asleep to something in Alaska.
Alaskan bushwhackers.
You're a quick napper, though, right? Like, you won't nap for 3 or 4 hours.
No, just get a little.
Well, 45
try to get a little quickie a lot with a lot of things right now. Yeah, try to get a little quickie.
The problem this year so far has been, though, you take the Dolphin stuff very personally, and you've been very riled up about it. Like, you want people to talk about, so you'll call me. You'll start rambling about the Dolphins and how upset you are. You got to let it go.
I just,
14 more weeks.
Like, the season's over. You have to let it go at this point.
What do you mean, have to let it go?
There's nothing you can do.
I got to live it every day.
But there's nothing you can do.
I always love, like, because I got the games, and I got to go on, I'm going to Dallas this weekend.
So bet the Cowboys. Put, like, $500 on the Cowboys and enjoy the game.
Can you imagine if Deadspin finds out that Joe's been betting against the Dolphins?
Maybe, like, the guy from ESPN, Musburger, used to bet on the games.
That'd be the end of that paycheck.
Like, we get to week 14, and someone in RJ Vegas or whatever the guy on Twitter is comes out and goes, by the way, interesting story here. I just found out from the Westgate Sportsbook here in Las Vegas that a color analyst for the Miami Dolphins Radio Network each week has been betting against the Miami Dolphins, and he's got $2.5 million now sitting in an account in Vegas.
Oh, how quickly would that be for the Dolphins
in the
NFL?
It's made the first two games very enjoyable. Like, if you bet against the Dolphins, the first two games have been very fun to watch.
Well, because you won the bet halfway through the first quarter.
I enjoyed the first two games.
I guess the only question now is, how big did these point spreads get? In the 20s?
Yeah.
And by the way, if I was to tell you the Dolphins wasn't even the biggest point spread
game of the
weekend,
it's
the Jets.
It's scary.
Going to New England, which, by the way, overnight went up another point. How about that?
Because Vegas looked and went, wait, who's the quarterback for the Jets?
Oh, no, that's 100%.
Who?
It's injury a little bit. By the way, does the NFL have a little problem with injuries right now?
Seems it.
A lot of guys. Now, a lot of them aren't out for the year. A lot of guys just banged up. But the quarterbacks, there's going to be a lot of names of guys you're going, who, that are backup quarterbacks.
Who's that guy in Carolina we talked about yesterday?
Is that Allen, Ryan Allen or something?
Like, we never even heard of him before.
Crazy. And then the other story. Does it seem – I just want to ask everybody this morning as you're driving in, and so we don't just go back to constant, are we going 0-16, and whether you like or you don't like what the Miami Dolphins are doing, which we got 14 more weeks of it and a bye week in there. It seems like the officiating, they're trying to get every call right, right? So now we did something that was the biggest mistake, in my opinion, they've ever done, where you can now look at pass interference. And, you know, everything around offensive pass or defensive pass interference, whether it was called or not called, right? Now everybody can go back. I just think you start getting into penalty stuff, you're asking for – you're screwing up. So anyway, we had some more huge mess-ups last week, including the Saints picked the ball up and ran it back. It should have been a touchdown. Matter of fact, even my naked eye said, ooh, that's a fumble. That's not a forward pass.
Saints crying again.
So they're whining, but they whine all the time. The Saints, their stuff's getting old, and I'm getting a little tired. I know they – got their act together, and they're one of the best organizations right now, but it does get...
But if you start getting screwed a lot like this, I mean, you could understand as a fan base, so I'm getting pissed.
Troy Aikman came out, and is just like, the officiating's just, it's gotten, it's just, it's too much. We want to review with technology. These owners keep adding stuff when they get the competition committee together. I think you're
hurting the game a little bit.
Well, we got all this technology. We should have everything perfect. Well, we're still not. I mean, and these guys, and in fairness to the officials, I'm kind of defending them. They got so much stuff on their plate that nobody asked them anything. They just go, all right, hey, guys, we want you watching for this now and this and, you know, so.
They're under a lot of pressure, too, to make all the right calls and make all these new calls and make sure they get everything right and the pass interference and this and that.
And, oh, by the way, protect the quarterbacks. And it's just – I think officiating in the NFL of the big four sports, you may disagree because people complain about the NBA, and we will be doing that soon as the season starts, about the 14 steps and – you know,
was that a traveling?
And certain players get calls and others don't, and it's not fair and all that stuff. But I think the NFL officials have the toughest job. I don't even think it's close because you can call pass interference and holding on every play.
Right. Yeah. We see that. We know that.
You can call it all the time. All the time. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. 56022. We've been all over. If you missed it. Dominique Foxworth coming out with some real strong comments, what we're going to have for you in just a few minutes. Find out what folks are thinking and all the different parts of it that we've been talking about here early in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll have that coming up here, and you could tell us what you think as well. Thursday Night Football, Titans and Jags tonight. Jalen Ramsey wants out, but he's going to play tonight before he gets out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.